I'd like to talk to you briefly about proper warm-up, communication, safety, and cool-down. Let's begin with warm-up. As a Red Warrior instructor, you will be delivering a slightly different approach to warm-up. The music will play a key role in this. In the first half of the warm-up, we will focus on quieting our minds and shifting our energy. In addition, we will begin to raise the body temperature, increase blood flow to the muscles, and lubricate the joints. The second half of the warm-up is more traditional and will focus on breath control and gradual increase in cardio through rehearsal movement for what is about to come. The warm-up will always be a minimum of 8 minutes. It may take longer. Take your time during the warm-up. Encourage your students to listen to their body. Cue them to take deep breaths. This will help them to quiet their mind. They will rely on the music and the tone of your voice to guide them. As you know, in the fitness world, verbal as well as nonverbal cueing is traditionally used for the transfer of information. Cueing in Red Warrior transfers information as well. But in addition, it offers cues that are filled with very empowering communication. Therefore, it will be very important for you as the instructor to deliver this communication to your students so that they can really grasp the entire Red Warrior experience. During the live training, we'll work intensely on this part so that you know how to really tap in and maximize your cueing ability. Let's take one of our most popular cues, for example. Quiet your mind. This warrior cue is most commonly used during the warm-up or when you feel participants fatiguing. It reminds the participant to focus and tap into their power, push through the round, and move into the recovery state. Again, these cues are very powerful and will help you to help your participant excel in their training process. Let's talk safety. As you know, safety must always be taken into consideration and is one of the reasons why Red Warrior consists of three states of mind. This allows the participant to gradually progress at a pace they are comfortable with based on their experience and how they're feeling that day. They will never feel as though they're being left behind or that they're unable to follow, as the three states of mind eliminate the possibility of this happening. You will teach them to take responsibility for their choices. Cueing is directly connected to safety, and it really helps to set the participant up for success. If they're new to the training environment, there will be a slight learning curve. However, it will only take a few workouts, as the choreography is consistent. Your cueing, both verbally and non-verbally, as well as the music, will be key to their success. State of mind one will always be shown first. You will then determine when it's appropriate to cue state of mind two based on the participants. State of mind three may or may not be introduced right away. There is never any judgment. Remember, one state of mind is not easier than the other. It requires a different skill set. As we mentioned earlier, we're educating our students to understand that every workout should be different. Let's talk about cool down. As you know, cool down normally provides time for heart rate recovery as well as the opportunity to stretch the muscles and focus on flexibility. In Red Warrior, it's also clearly a time of celebration. Your students' progress will be obvious. They will feel a true sense of accomplishment and, above all, a state of appreciation for their mind and their body. Let's take a few minutes to review modules 2 and 3, then grab some water and a towel. It's time to move.